Hello, this is the Torg Eternity Delphi Council debriefing, where the storm has a name. Today will be another brief debriefing with me, your singular host, Lehman Crafton Jr., line developer for Torg Eternity. To be openly transparent, and why another brief debriefing, and hey, where are Jay and Mark? Again, it was my unfortunate decision to cancel our last recording. Hopefully next week we'll be back on schedule. My own time last week was very hectic. There were some issues with family health, as well as friends of mine, two different friends of mine, both having parents who passed away, and that also brought up big emotions within myself, having lost my own father just a few months ago. So that to the side, let's get to the Torg Eternity Delphi Council debriefings. Sorry about that, my cat decided to make a failure. He failed his dexterity check trying to get up in my lap and clawed and made noise. So sorry about that. So let's get on to the Delphi Council debriefing. And that is something that I wish to talk about: durations. Whether that is a condition duration, a stymied and vulnerable, or a mystical effect duration, such as a spell or psionic power duration. Basically, anything that has durations within Torg Eternity and something that you might find useful in your own Cosmverse. So, one of the quote-unquote problems or issues that I've noticed people having with Torg Eternity is durations, and that with stymied and vulnerable, they can be forgotten when to remove them, especially for a game master who is having a ton of different NPCs that are being affected by different conditions. And even with tokens out, and I've seen this on VTTs before, where the villains will have their little tokens all over, and then the Game Master, they'll have their turns, and then the Game Master will forget to remove them. I've seen it where players, both at the table and within a virtual tabletop, have forgotten to remove conditions, they get distracted, or something other very easily things that happened, and then they don't remove the conditions. To go alongside that, in a similar vein, spell durations or mystic effect durations, they last one round, ends at the every round, starting with the round you cast it. So to explain that better, if you have a sixth round spell, and this is part of the text, then it will last the current round, the round that it is cast, and then it will end at the end five rounds later. So the first round isn't actually a full round. And if you have a duration of an effect that's one round, and you're the very last person to do something, and you cast a spell, invoke a miracle, manifest a psionic power, and it's one round, you do it, and then it's ended immediately. So if you're doing something that affects multiple people, say like a spell or something that gives benefits, gives a positive effect to multiple people, then everybody gets it for a couple of seconds, and then it goes away and it's never used. And one of the very common house rules that I've seen is where it lasts until the end of the next round, and then each time somebody does it, then it kind of ticks off. So say I cast it on the last person, it's going to last a round for everybody. So if Mark does his action next round, but the heroes go first or the heroes go second, as long as it's done within that next round, he gets that effect placed on him, even though by rules as written, it should go away immediately at the end of the round. But I do completely understand the not wanting to have rounds be wasted, basically. So a system that you might think about using to help with both of those, especially the remembering aspect of it, is make all duration one spells last two rounds, and with all effects and conditions, get some poker chips or something else, some type of tokens. You can use pennies or whatever you have lying around, or even a die, use a bonus, a BD, or the D20, or something, and stack those tokens up for each effect that's going on. So if I'm stymied and vulnerable, have each one, instead of it lasting until the end of your next round, give that person two tokens or two markers. I'll call them markers. And if I cast a spell that lasts three rounds, then I give myself three markers. And just remember, the minimum would be two to make sure that they actually take effect. And this is going into it with the knowledge that some spells will last a full two rounds that previously only lasted a round. But they might only last one round if previously they immediately stopped working. This wouldn't be instant things. This would not be things like a fireball that just gets shot out and explodes and does damage and then goes away. I'm talking about things with actual durations in rounds, not instants or things like that. But then at the end of every round, the game master just says, remove one token or remove one marker from all your stacks. So if I had two stymied markers, two vulnerable markers, and say a duration of a spell I have, that's three. I remove one from each stack, so now I have, I'm still vulnerable for one round, I'm still very stymied for one round, and I have two rounds left. And then at the end of the next round, then I remove one from everything, gets rid of my vulnerable, gets rid of my stymied, and also then I have one round left for my spell. So that is basically how things would work. So I would change the one to a two, but I wouldn't change the two, and I wouldn't change the three and four. It's only for the durations of one. Again, at the end of the round, the game master just says, everybody take a marker off of all your stacks, and then everybody remembers to do it right then. You don't have to worry. At any other time, is that spell still up? The person that cast the spell can look down at their stack. Yes, it's, as long as I have markers here, it's working. If not, it doesn't. That also makes it so that each person doesn't have to, if you cast a beneficial spell, not everybody has to keep track of it, because a lot of times it was like, have you already gone? Have you not gone? Have you used it? Is it down for you? If you use that table variation of it lasting one round for everybody, making sure that everybody can take benefit, if it's something that they do, if they got, say, strength boosted and they used mind skill, then it wouldn't, but they would have a chance. They would have that potential. So that's just something that I wanted to bring forward as an alternate to durations, and then it's all done at once, and you don't have to worry about forgetting or determining, is this something that I like with the one round that goes away, yes or no. I've heard both sides. It just makes it clear cut and easy to remember, easy to implement. So also do write us at torgdcd@gmail.com. And we will read your emails, we'll answer questions, make comments, etc. And until next time, I hope you have fun in your own Cosmverse.